with the dwarf. I wasn't sure you were going to make it this far. Just round yon bend is the source of your pain. There's not much to see, tis but a trickle. Your guest, you say? Says the warrior. Aye, all the trouble to visit me by oak, ash, and thorn are guests of mine. Least wait till they come. Call the hawk and ask all the right questions, and I shan't be too much offended. The guest makes his boat fast to a willow root and follows Pop. He is already skipping ahead. Nettles and knee-high grass indicate the great path that's seldom used. Where are we going? The guest brings. Still tired from the row. First question, and a good one too, Twinkle's cup, revolving his head almost about face. They slip on the trees, cross a dusty cart track, and the imp begins groping along a hedge until he grunts with satisfaction. Done this thousands of times and still never quite hit the spot he knows. Parting a loose spray of hedgerow to reveal a low iron gate reached with me. He urges his guest in ahead of him. A gravel path winds through a pale wood.
Okay, so that's that.
I can do a bit more if you want me to do the other part. From specially drilled holes in the ceiling. Money since their 1974 hit. Ugh, my fucking reader keeps flipping the pages ahead twice at a time. Oh my god, thank you.
Come in and do some? soccer coach where this is happening.
Yeah.
Georgie has killer vids. Denji, is the mic placed in this position for a reason, or can I move it?
The salad challenges him. I've seen many bards come and go.
A singular yield.
A singular yield.
Bards. A what? A rainer.
A singular... man. Rainer.
A singular yield, mate.
Flow mode of Pundin. Like death comes winding through the fields. Barnes. Hell of a way to describe... Barnes. Hell of a way to describe the vox, mate. Hold on a sec. Quick pause.
Challenges him. I've seen many bards come and go. A singular yield.
A singular yield. Barnes.
What raider?
A singular yield, mate. Flow mode of Pundin. Like death comes winding through the fields. Barnes. Hell of a way to describe the vox, mate.
Long day in the city is done. Up now 27 flights through smooth elevator shaft. She comes, two bottles of Grey Goose clanking around in cloth shopping bag. Enters into a unit this high up.
The building of eyes blinks its last. Whole range of lights and office towers turn on and off. Hotel rotundas alongside skyscrapers no longer hiding anything but a barely visible cleaning staff sweeping up through the night. The day is done for her too. She'll be awake for the next 78 hours, if not forever. She casts about the condo, sees herself in the long silver metal fixings that run along the wall. She stares at her calvinistically sparse furniture and lights a long cigarette and watches the smoke hang in the air. Her The PDA, forever a source of continued tensity, though she'll never turn it off, lays on her black marble table next to the cigarette pack and some scattered mail. It blinks on, suddenly, how it loves its running communication with her. One new message. It's their clarity unshowing me. She feels haunted by the backlit message. She knows somehow that behind it, beyond space. She knows somehow that behind it, beyond spam or junk, MSG appearance lies intentionality. That behind the MSG lies a horizon, perhaps a face, but also that it rises out of an unsettling interstitial space simultaneously familiar and unknown. She knows somehow that behind it will be it. She knows somehow that behind it, the old spam or junk message appearance lies intentionality. That behind the message lies a horizon, perhaps a face, but also that it rises out of an unsettling interstitial space simultaneously familiar and unknown. She creams out Congo log, drunk but stabilizing, while the purse with weird metal hoop attachments swims above over swim.
Try to To CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Another episode of Stereophobic tonight, presented by Fluffy. Fluffy, please get in touch when you have a chance. To everyone else, have a great rest of your evening. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
CKUT. Les vibrations de la communauté, CKUT FM 90.3.